This is the face of a guy that is kicking ass in fantasy football. This is it. Welcome back to another episode of Two Jokes and a Pro. As always, Kenny, Ryan, and Brian. My guys, I would ask you guys how you're doing, but seeing that I am the front runner to get to the championship in the fantasy football, you guys are probably not doing too well because you don't like that. But it's okay. We can just
get straight. In second place, Kenny?
I'm in second place.
Oh, okay.
Listen.
By definition, that is not front runner.
You're not the front runner.
Skip has not played anybody. Skip is he's Skip only
in first.
Who's Skip? I thought it was Skip.
No, Skip's dropped off the map.
Who's that?
Well, that's Nick.
Nick,
that okay. He is right though. Nick's only he's like 200 points behind you.
Nick has 1294. I have 1475. Okay, he loses one.
They don't.
Okay, listen. You keep getting by the skin of your teeth. When it gets to the playoff time, you need to win. You need to put points up. That's not gonna get it done. That's not gonna get it done. That's not.
Hey, I can't wait to play this back to you later, Kenny, when you lose in the first round.
Hey, do me a favor. Look at the last 3 weeks who's leading the league in points. Mamba that man outside. I don't see you nowhere up there, Brian. Yeah,
you've already nowhere. Blown your load. You're done now.
Brian, I don't see you anywhere up there. Is it me, Simon, and Ryan?
Okay.
I keep losing. I play the first place player every time, every week. I'm in a 3-game skid right now, and I've scored the second most points in the league.
Do you realize that I've probably been in the lead for points like 7 out of the 11 weeks or 10 weeks? And what's you that think window? That I get me a 7-3 record. What does it get you? You couldn't know because you're not up there. You're not up there.
I've won the same thing this year so far. Nothing. It don't mean anything.
No. We haven't won the same thing. I won 7 games. You won 4. It's definitely not. We're not the same. We're not the same.
I'm about to win 5 this week.
You're not about to win 5. Put something up. Put something up.
Kenny has been the number one scorer the last 4 weeks.
Put something up.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, he's due. He's due to not.
Put something up. Don't talk to me. Put something up. Don't rap. Put something up.
Week 10, number 1.
Anyways.
All right. That's what I thought. All right. Let's get straight to it, guys. Last week, let's touch on college real quick. College football last week. What was the big game that happened last week? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, yeah. Georgia. We played Kentucky. We bust their ass. It was 49-21 there. Michigan played Penn State. Hey, it looked like it was a close game at first. I don't know why I said upset. They 4-15. Am I?
Your shit's doing it again. Yeah. Kenny, what? It was fine. It was nothing was happening until we started. Yeah, it's a mess. It's a mess. Brian, can you what happened in college last week?
Okay, in college. Dude, he's so mad.
You can just see his face getting frozen.
Anyways, yeah, Georgia beat the shit out of Ole Miss. Everybody had a lot of people.
Am I choppy again?
To cover a spread.
Let's get rid of the other Kenny.
Kenny's back.
Bro, what is going on? I just got to get a new phone. I got to get a new laptop. Bro.
Yeah, it's your laptop.
I guess they don't want me to record. I don't know what's going on. But whatever. Man. So, where was I at? Were you covering some stuff,
Brian? I just said that Georgia beat the shit out of Ole Miss, even though a lot of people had Ole Miss covering. I think it was like 11.5 points, but they got stomped.
Yeah, I had them covering, right? Let me unbutton my fucking shirt. My shit looks like I'm choking myself. No, I had them covering. I don't know what happened to Ole Miss. I thought they were going to make it a competitive game, but they did not. But yeah, so who did Washington play last week? I forgot who Washington played. They played somebody last week. They had like a slump week.
Let me pull up the top 25 for you.
I'm trying
Utah.
To
Utah.
They play
Utah. Yeah.
And they were going back and forth with Utah, right?
I believe so. Yeah, Washington won 35-28.
Yeah, because they for some reason they were trying to say like Penix had a bad game, but I didn't think it was that bad. I just thought they were just scoring. I don't think like Utah. It's one of those things. With Utah, it's like hit or miss, right? It depends on like if their defense is going for them to be effective. But whatever. I know Colorado played. They played Arizona State. No. They played
Arizona, right?
Arizona last week, and I thought that was going to be a good game. I thought Colorado was going to pull it out, but they lost again. So you see how all the bandwagoners, all the Colorado Buffalo fans, they disappeared quickly.
Yeah, they're going to even get a bowl game.
Remember what I told you guys, they had to win those games in the beginning because when they got to the end of that, it's going to be real hard for them. There's a lot of teams in the Pac-12 that are playing well of late, like an Arizona team. Arizona State's been playing well late. A California team has been playing, has been playing late. USC, again, you know, USC's been playing people tight. Speaking of that, they lost to Oregon 36-27 in a close game there. Texas barely squeaked by versus TCU. Oregon State team in the Pac-12 has been playing well as well, good as well. So I think it's going to be hard for them to get to the 6 wins. Hopefully they do, but I think it's going to be hard.
We're not going to see Arch this year, are we?
Arch Manning? Nah. I don't think so. I think I would say that he would be a portal guy if he wasn't a Manning. Because for him not to be playing, I don't really think that Ewers is really playing that well. Granted, I know they said he's hurting, things like that, but I don't think he's playing that well. And I think while Texas is winning, I think they're underperforming comparatively to what people are expecting to see from them. They're 9-1 right now. I firmly believe if Alabama played Texas right now, we would bust Texas' ass. Like, that's just my honest opinion. Like, it's two teams going in the opposite direction, in my opinion. Like, you barely squeak by a TCU team who's been back and forth, right? I don't know. I'll tell you a team that's been surprised me, though. Missouri for sure surprised the hell out of me. I thought that Tennessee was going to give Missouri all they can handle. I thought it was going to be, you know, Tennessee winning a nail biter, but Missouri beat the crap out of them. So, Missouri looks good. I like their quarterback, Cook. He has a little swagger to him. He has a little Joe Burrow like swagger. You know, play with a little fire. And then I would say I wonder what Brian's take on this. UCF beat the dog shit out of Oklahoma State. It was bad, 45-3, and it wasn't close from the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, I was on the right side of that, but I didn't see that kind of a blowout happening.
No, not at all. And then. You know, a game that was good that I thought was going to be good was the Duke-North Carolina game, which was a 45-47 game. Duke didn't convert on their second two-point conversion, which they lost at. But I thought that was a pretty good game towards the end of the night as well. But, yeah, that's all I really have for college football. College basketball, kind of similar things. A lot of teams are underperforming. I know we had, Duke played against Michigan State, and then Kansas played against Kentucky. Kansas beat Kentucky, and then Duke beat Michigan State. So yeah. I think that was like the only close games happening thus far. Besides that, it's kind of been a lot of teams trying to find their way. They're kind of a little bit been back and forth and things like that. I know people are on the Purdue hype train, but I wouldn't be on that yet because they haven't played anybody. And what have they gotten in addition this year that made them that much better? I don't know. But a lot of people are on Purdue right now. But, yeah, that's what I kind of got for basketball, college, and college football. Brian, you probably have something to touch on NBA. Ole Miss is trash for sure. I think we can say they're trash. I wouldn't say they're trash, but I think that they are the San Diego Chargers, where when they play nobody, they are good. But when they play some teams – that are performing well, they never show up. I think that's what you can say about Ole Miss for sure.
Yeah, and then plus it was a bad spot. They just came off of barely getting by at home. Then they go on the road. to Georgia, and it was done.
Yeah. What do you think about the in-season tournament for NBA?
I like it. I think it's good because it adds another element of competitiveness especially for the top teams. It's just another milestone that teams can achieve. The typical teams are dominating right now. Denver looks like they're going to beat everybody. Boston is they've only played one so far. They beat the breaks off of Brooklyn in that one.
Are teams doing load management during this, or are they actually playing their players?
They're actually playing their guys for these. The Clippers. Let's talk about the Clippers real quick. Since they got James Harden, they've been terrible. That guy is not good for their team.
I wouldn't say he's not good for the team. I just think with any person like that that has a big personality, it takes a while to get adjusted.
No, it's because him and Russ are the same player. They both need the ball. No, they're ball dominant players.
I wouldn't do that. The issue is that Lou has to figure out that you can't play both of those guys at the same time, right? Somebody has to come off the bench, and I don't think it's right for Russ to come off the bench because he has a team being so. I don't think they needed Harden at all. Right, I think what they had this year, having a Russell full year, I thought they had enough guys on the team that they can run the ball and score. And you got two guys personality-wise, like PG and Kawhi, that are like real laid back, so they don't have to really do the leadership piece. I thought that was perfect for them. But for some reason, they wanted to get James Harden. And I don't think James Harden fits PG and Kawhi's game style, right? No. Like, it's too many egos, and for a person that said I am a system and all that, I don't think that works on a team like the Clippers, where there's a lot of guys that kind of like are hush mouth in a way. Because even though Westbrook talks a lot, he doesn't talk like that with his team. He's just chill, like, hey, let's go out there and work, you know?
Yeah, he's a gamer.
Yeah, he's a gamer, yeah.
I think another element that we're overlooking is they have no size now. They got Zubac, and that's it. I mean, Plumlee when he's healthy, but he's hurt right now. So, I mean, whenever they go up against anybody that has a big guy, Jokic with Denver, Anthony Davis when he's healthy with the Lakers, you know, even the Timberwolves with, Karl-Anthony Towns and Gobert and everybody, right? Gobert's on there. Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, they're just going to get dominated by those big guys because they don't have the depth.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Kyrie said something. He was in an interview. He said something that was pretty interesting. He was like, listen, man, pretty much, you know, when you have all those different personalities individually, those guys are great. But to play as a team, it takes a while. And you're going to see them go through a lot of, rough patches to get it right. But eventually, you know, when they do get it right, it's going to be a problem. So I think they will put Russ on the bench and have him come off the bench. And I don't think Russia will bat an eye to that because that's not the type of guy he is. But I don't think that's going to make them better, though, because you're going to have a lot of ISO ball. So,
yeah.
What do you think about two kind of like little skirmishes yesterday? One, the Lakers and the Grizzlies, they had a little skirmish there with AD pushing one of their big men from the Grizzlies, even though he was acting. So they kind of had like a little skirmish there. And then the big one, of course, was Golden State against Minnesota with Draymond putting Gobert in the damn death grip headlock or the guillotine. So,
yeah, I missed the Lakers one. But with the Golden State one, I don't know what Draymond's doing there. Like, Gobert really didn't do anything.
I wouldn't say that because Gobert, he yoked Klay Thompson up. So after this stuff, the scrums between Jaden and Klay Thompson and all that happened, cool. But then Gobert, like, yoked Klay Thompson up, and you know.
Yeah, just to tell him to chill out. It wasn't like he was aggressively going at him.
And once you see your man's going at it, going crazy, they tussling, and you see another, wait and see. You're not going to, like, okay, yoke my guy up, and then I'm going to wait to see if you're going to do the right thing. Like, nah, I'm going to yoke your ass up, too, and that's what he did.
I don't know. I think that's just Draymond being Draymond.
I thought it was a little excessive, though. But, Yeah, I thought it was funny because Steve Kerr was like, yo, let go, and he didn't want to. So I thought that was a little excessive, but it's Draymond, and some people are talking about he should get 10 game suspension, and I'm like, that's a little excessive. That's a lot much.
No, but I mean, 5.
I don't even think it is 5. What did he do?
I mean, I'm saying in today's NBA, obviously, I agree with you. I'm more old school. Let's just let it go. Like, what happens in the game should stay in the game. I don't think these suspensions should happen.
2 or 3 games, I get it.
I don't know.
But 5?
I mean, compared to what they suspend guys for nowadays, that's...
5?
5 is not that much for that.
All right.
Yeah. And plus, you've got to look at Draymond's history. He's always...
But you can't do that.
You do. You can't take it into account.
You can't double jeopardy somebody, right?
Yeah, but it's Kenny, it don't matter. It's always going to be there. Right. I mean, look at damn Rasheed Wallace back in the day. A dude would just look at a ref and he'd get teed up just because he was always getting teed up. And he didn't even have to say anything to a ref, and the ref would just tee him up just by looking at him. Like, you know, reputation.
I understand it.
It's unfortunate that people are judged that way, but hey.
What we got for hockey?
Not a lot. I mean, I've been watching some teams. I've been watching a lot of Vegas. I like that team.
Of course,
I do. They're well coached. They're fast. They play fast. I like them. The Avs. Been watching them a lot. They're really good right now. The Oilers still haven't wakened up yet. I don't know what's going on there. Two of the best players in the league on that team, and they just suck right now. No real movement, significant movement in the standings so far. I'm just really quickly perusing. The Blackhawks aren't dead last anymore. So that's
surprising.
That's positive. I mean, they're not going to make the playoffs, but. The San Jose Sharks.
They're trash.
Bro, their goals against is just terrible. Their goal differential, let's just remind you that they've only played, how many games they played? 16 games. Their goal differential is -51.
Jeez.
Take the over.
They outscored like 3 goals a game on average. That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty bad, bro.
That one. So that's overseas. Good point, Jess. That's not NHL, but we can cover it. So the guy that killed the other hockey player on the rink. Well, he sliced his neck open with a skate.
but when you say it like that, for people that don't have the proper context, it's like he came up to him
it was an unnecessary play that resulted in the dude's death. So it's partly his fault.
Wait, was it not a kid? How old was this person?
No. It was a European league or something like that.
It was a UK league, but it was UK. a former
NHL player.
Yeah. So it was to me, it was like a freakish accident kind of thing.
But the guy like dove at him. Like he didn't need to do what he did.
He didn't dive at him. It was just the move that he did was not a hockey move.
What were your feet doing up there?
Yeah, that's what people said, right? That's
right.
What people was like.
They stay on the ice.
People were like,
not this guy.
Get all the way up there, right? Like that was the biggest critique that
people had. Aiming for the back of your head.
So anyways, that's why he got arrested, because he killed the guy. Like,
but
at least it's manslaughter.
What country?
The UK.
Oh, okay. They'll probably let him out.
I don't know, man. I just think it's an unfortunate event, and for him, I know he's probably sitting there like, "What the hell just happened?" You go to jail for manslaughter, bro.
I mean, look, we succeeded from them. And look, they're our best friends now. I think they'll be.
I don't know what he's talking about, but okay.
Seceding from the UK. Anyways.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's basically it. I mean, It's manslaughter, not murder. Yeah.
Thank you, Jess. That's what
I mean. I think the comments are delayed. So
yeah. Let's. All right. What's next?
Bruh, I mean, I don't know, man. What do you want to do?
Nothing for baseball, hockey. So let's get to football. Let's get straight to it.
Football? Did we have football last week? Hey, those Thursday night games are rough. What are we at with the unders, Brian?
Here we go, Kerry.
Only seven overs have hit in the primetime games. That's Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night. And to add on to that, all five of the overseas games are under this year. I'm telling you, man, you take these guys away from a Sunday afternoon football game and they lose their minds.
Hey, this
the creatures of habit.
This last week was rough. I'm feeling the over with this game this week. Come on.
On what?
Cincinnati and the Ravens?
Nah, I'm not feeling.
I am feeling the over. I think Lamar
is
going to have a game.
I mean, I got to look up the over now. I don't know why my DraftKings app is taking so long.
Yeah, hurry it up.
It's always
anyways, Carolina, I know. You just stay logged in.
Under over is 46.
Yeah, I'm in there.
I think they're 49. That's seven touchdowns.
Yeah, T. Higgins is not playing.
So?
It's going to be in Baltimore.
Baltimore's got good defense.
At home.
They're going to slow them down. Taking the under on Joe Burrow yards. Where'd Kenny go?
I don't know, dude. He just left.
I think his phone died, probably.
Is it? Hey, Brian, so I'll give it to you straight. Tell me about the Germany game this week. The Patriots played the Colts. The game, it was literally, let's apologize to all the German fans out there. Sorry that was the product of football that we have sent to your country.
Oh, man. That was a sorry-ass game. The Colts
win 10-6. 16 points were scored in this game. Pathetic. Kenny's back.
Oh, hey, Kenny.
Bro, I literally don't know what's going on, bro. Like, this never happens any other time besides when we record. Like, I just don't get it at this point. Like, this is my phone.
Right. What happened? Did it die?
No.
What happened?
It said the connection failed, a recording failed. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
You need to, like, get a different router.
Nah, bro. I'm right next to the box.
Well, anyways, Mac Jones. Have we seen the end of Mac Jones?
Yes.
For the Patriots, yeah.
Is Zappy time?
No, I don't think it is.
You think Will Greer?
I think they're going to see what they have in Will Greer. They already know what they got in Zappy. It's nothing.
They don't have shit in Greer either, so.
Well, they don't know that yet.
I think Zappy goes out there first, but he goes out with a short leash. And Will Greer, they've already called up from the practice squad, correct?
I don't know.
I think he's probably going to be on the active roster. Mac Jones is probably going to fall to QB3 on that roster. And,
I'm telling you, with the bye week, over. With the bye week, I'm telling you, Will Greer's going to start.
What is the issue with that? I'm not Zappy with Mac Jones, though.
He's broken. He's just completely broken. You can talk about the line issues. You know, he faced a 67% rush rate this week. 67%. That's insane.
Okay.
Pressure rate. Sorry.
He just needs to be better, though.
Okay, and then, he has no weapons. None. That's not just this year. It was last year, too, besides Jacoby Myers, which they decided they didn't need to pay because they had a guy named Juju coming in. They're good.
But Jacoby is way better than Juju, but whatever.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm being facetious.
What about Pop Douglas?
Yeah, Pop Douglas, the first game, he popped a little, and then he fumbled the ball, and then he got benched. And it took him, 3 or 4 weeks to even put him back on the field. Because that's Belichick for you. You don't fumble the ball. Yeah, same thing happened to Ramondre in his rookie year.
But the thing about Belichick is
I remember that.
He does that, but you guys don't have anything else. So you kind of got to live with that.
I know that, Kenny, but tell that to Bill. I'm just saying.
Text him.
It's way more, this, the problem goes way beyond Mac, and like Mac is just so sped up now. Like, he could be a good quarterback, not great, but a good serviceable guy, like a Kirk Cousins or a Derek Carr, you know, okay. He could win some games, but right now he looks like he's Sam Darnold or something. Like, he just, he's scared of his own shadow.
So you think he's seeing ghosts?
He's definitely seeing ghosts. I've never seen such a horrible throw in my life.
That interception.
We, all three of us, could have made a better throw than that.
I didn't actually watch the game, so I don't know.
He threw off of his back foot.
With no pressure. It was one of the only plays he had no pressure.
Yeah, threw off his back foot, short hopped it, and didn't get it over the defender's head. And was it Gesicki? Or, yeah, I think it was Gesicki running. And he had no
wide
one,
open in the end zone.
No one behind him, and he short hopped it and was picked off. And then they had a chance to win the game afterwards. They had a drive. And
but they benched
Bill him. Bill was like, no, he's coming out. So Zappi had to go in. Yeah. Zappi had to go in, and he threw it. He ended up throwing an interception, but I mean, you can't. What do you want from a guy that's been cold the whole game, and then he comes in for one drive? He's not. What is he? He's not Josh Dobbs.
Yeah, speaking of Josh Dobbs, he is playing like a maniac.
That's because he's got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
True.
Well, so it reminds me. Josh Dobbs reminds me of Geno last year. Like. What's going on with Geno this year? Like, is the tape out? Is he just not as good?
You think he's not good though?
I mean, he's not playing as good as he did last year.
Yeah, last year it was a complete surprise.
Look at what's his name? Metcalf's like catchable balls that are getting thrown his way are not, like, they're atrocious. So I don't think he's playing as well. Maybe he starts heating up. They're still winning games, so maybe they'll figure it out. But let's talk about front runner for MVP currently in current voting is the Houston Texans rookie, C.J. Stroud. Played against the Cincinnati Bengals, and they won that game 30-27. This is the fun. The Houston Texans are like the funnest team to watch currently because they don't have a super great defense, so everything that is a shootout with them. And Stroud is put into situations where he needs to throw the ball a ton. Like, look at Noah Brown. Noah Brown, the three weeks in a row that where he's like over 150 yards. He had 172 yards.
He's been cooking.
Yeah. Great. They're playing so good. CJ Stroud has more 325-yard passing games than he has more than Trevor Lawrence has in his entire career.
And Mac Jones.
Probably combined.
Yeah, like CJ Stroud is, he's just a dude, man. He undoubtedly is going to be rookie of the year or whatever you want to call it. And
once he gets injured, that's it. That's the only thing.
Even if he gets injured, you can't beat him because his numbers and stuff that he's done thus far is crazy, dog. It's crazy. He's had two comeback game-winning drives. He's threw for over 400 yards already, right? He has, like you said, multiple 300-yard games. He's taken a team that was the laughing stock in the NFL last year to actually being competitive, and people are frightened to play them without saying it, right? When people play them, they're like, oh, shit, we got to come with it because they know no lead is safe right now, and he's a bad man. And he's only throwing one pitch.
Two. He threw another one this game.
Yeah, but still, that's insane.
Yeah,
it's really good. And you know what I like the most about him is I feel like he has actually elevated the guys around him. Like, he doesn't have a stud receiver. He has some good players.
Don't tell that to Tank Dell.
Nico Collins is balling players. Right now.
He's balling. Yeah.
Well, he was injured last year. Stroud.
When he was balling last year, what are you talking about?
He was good last year.
He just got a better quarterback, so he's playing better because he has a better quarterback.
No, sure. The impressive part about Stroud is that, like, all of the pundits before the season, They love to bring up what was the replacement, whatever the replacement of the Wonderlic test is. He scored atrociously bad on like his cognitive test.
Yeah, so the Wonderlic test is stupid.
Trash. It doesn't.
It's not the Wonderlic test. It's whatever new test that they put in place. But he scored really poorly on that, and he didn't do great in it. But from the reports I've been seeing is that like his preparation to the game has been like better than most. So he obviously kicked it in the gear. So I don't know if that's his head coach that really got to him or what it was, but he's on another level right now. And I love to see it as an Ohio State fan.
And some people are just not test takers. That's all.
Yeah. And not only that, the test that they're taking has nothing to do with football. So you can actually be very intelligent when it comes to football, and maybe you aren't that smart when it comes to books. Who cares?
I don't even – is the questions on those tests, is this like, why are you asking me about like geometry or calculus or
– they just want you to think quick.
Mechanical engineering. Like why does that matter, bro?
It doesn't. They just cover want
two.
To see you.
Who do you go to? I can tell you that.
They want to see the pressure under that you go under when you do it and see what you come up with for answers.
If Ryan had 6 cookies and Brian took 2 and Kenny gave 8 more cookies – and then gave back 4. What is that? Like, that's the question that you see.
Yeah. Oh, well. Hey, the Saints, they lose against Minnesota. Josh Dobbs, the national phenom. That is Joshua Dobbs. This dude is a beast. Derek Carr looks broken. Like, he doesn't – I feel like he doesn't know how to throw the ball to anyone except for Rashid Shaheed or whatever.
Who's worse, Olave or Mac Jones?
Right now, I'd rather if Mac Jones was on the Saints, he'd be a better quarterback for them.
Yeah, if you could somehow make him forget the last 2 years.
I don't know. Olave had 1 catch, and then Derek Carr goes out with a shoulder injury and a concussion, and then boom, Olave catches a touchdown pass. He gets thrown to right away. Jameis Winston is the greatest fantasy football quarterback for the Saints. If you play fantasy, Jameis is the guy you want out there because he throws to his receivers. He takes long, deep shots in the end zone. He throws bombs down the field. However, he doesn't he throws interceptions, which is another positive thing for fantasy football quarterbacks because when you throw interceptions and you're down, you throw pick 6, then you have to throw again just to get back up into the game. So Jess said Olave stresses her out. Olave is one of he's been doing it all year. His first half of any game, he gets like 1 catch, and then he shows up in the second half and salvages it. And then you're left with the decision on whether or not you want to bench him or start him the following week. And you end up having to start him because you drafted him with high draft capital. I don't know what you do there. Derek Carr is supposed to be eligible to play, like it's not a super serious injury in terms of his shoulders. We'll see if he gets cleared through the concussion protocol, but we might have Jameis for 1 week, so that'll be awesome. Pittsburgh, another gritty win against another team. They just keep stacking up these gritty wins, and Pittsburgh gets to turn around and play the Browns this week without Deshaun Watson. Lucky them. But they'll probably get another gritty, gritty win. And last week they beat the Packers 23-19.
Hit the under in that game. Let's go.
Yeah. Another Titans played Tampa Bay. I thought this was going to be a game for Tennessee to do really well because Tampa's been pretty bad against the pass. But Tampa came out and shut down the Titans. They won 20-6. Derrick Henry looks broken. He hasn't played well. Maybe it just needs to get a little colder out there, and then he starts running harder. What are your thoughts on Will Levis, Kenny?
Will Levis hurt me, man. I had him on a parlay for quarterbacks, and I need him to get 2 TDs, and I was thinking exactly what you said, Ryan. I was like, man, Tampa's defense has been horrible. They've been getting shredded in the secondary, and, yeah, he didn't show up anywhere. And for some reason, Tennessee really just likes Tajay Spears. I think he's a good player. But I think that split in time with Derrick Henry is just not helpful for him. He is a higher carries he gets, the better he gets, right? And they're not giving him that. And I think unless he gets that, they should, you know, might as well just call it a day because he's not going to be able to be there next year if you guys are not going to feed him the ball. I wouldn't come.
Well, I don't know why they didn't trade. I thought he was a prime trade candidate 100%. During before the trade deadline, but that's come and gone.
Yeah.
Rashad White's been playing pretty well, especially they've been including him in the passing game. That's where he's kind of been making his money at. Not so much on the ground, but and then Mike Evans was great. How bad was that drop touchdown? He said he was he might have been joking, but his in the press conference afterwards, he dropped this like wide open touchdown in the back of the end zone.
He always does that.
And he joked that like he was already thinking about who he was going to hand the ball to in the fan for the fans, and that's why he dropped the ball. But he got a little too cocky. They ended up still getting him a touchdown. But he's having a great season. He's going to get another 1,000 yards. All he does is get 1,000 yards every year.
So what are they going to do with the contract, though?
I think he stays. He's the staple of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think they work out a deal to keep him, and then I think Godwin probably gets the boot, unfortunately.
I mean, why don't they have money? Brady's money should be off the books next year.
They're not paying a quarterback.
And they're not paying a quarterback. They should have money. They should be able to keep all their guys.
Can we talk about Will Levis's inability to sense pressure?
Do you think is it
inability? I think he closes his eyes in the pocket.
Or maybe, I don't know.
It's one thing. So, like, just rewatch some of his games, or watch him closely. If you end up watching this week, do the Titans play this week or they on bye? I don't even know. Titans play Jacksonville. Watch him this week. He'll make the greatest throws, but if there's an edge rusher coming up close to him, like he doesn't have that internal clock where he's like, all right. 1, 2, 3. I gotta start looking for somewhere to go within the pocket.
So the question is, did he have that internal clock at Kentucky? Because he didn't either. He did the same thing he's doing now. He did it at Kentucky, and people didn't complain at Kentucky. They said he could stay in the pocket, he could take a hit, and he could deliver the ball. And he's done that his whole career, right? So why would he change it up and do something different now? You know, it's like a creature of habits.
Because the time that you have when you're in college is substantially more than the average time you have in the pocket in the NFL.
No, he was in the SEC. I think it's a little different.
I don't think
most of the edge rushers come from the SEC.
You're okay. All right, Kenny. I'm telling you right now.
Go ahead.
He needs to change. He needs to figure it out.
That might be true, but I don't know if you say like the time is substantially like less in the NFL than you are.
They don't even need to be edge and like good edge. He got sacked by ripped down by Vita Vea this week. That's a big boy. Sure. He's not a pass rusher. He's there to run stop.
Yeah, but he's in the middle. So what are you saying? That,
yeah. How did that you not ball? See a 400-pound guy coming for you? He tackled him through a blocker.
Okay.
Oh, man. Hold up. Can I get that pulled up?
You're trying to pull it up?
Oh, hell yeah. I'll look for it. Well, he's actually got four and a half sacks this year. That's kind of weird.
How about the Celtics, right?
Are they losing?
No, they won.
That is...
Yeah, it was a nail biter, right?
They won without Jalen Brown and without...
Prisingus. Oh my gosh.
Oh wow.
Stick that in the pipe and smoke it. I'm telling you.
I was gonna pick him, but then when I saw those guys out, I didn't.
I thought it was a no brainer. They're gonna get blown out.
No, I mean, Philly's that type of team where they play down. If
they're so trash.
They like sometimes don't show up in the big moments. So
they're just garbage.
Yeah.
They're garbage.
San Francisco came back, baby. They showed up again. They had a three-game losing streak. They came back and they played. Jaguars are 34-3.
Yeah, but I think people think Jaguars are really good, but who did they beat? That was a big time.
They're not good. Look at everybody out there needs to go look at Trevor Lawrence's stats. Put them next to Mac Jones's stats. That'll show you how bad Trevor Lawrence has been this year. Because everybody acknowledges Mac Jones is bad. So if you're Trevor Lawrence and your stats look like Mac Jones, there's something wrong.
You know who's leading the league in passing yards?
What's that?
Sam Howell.
Sam Howell.
Yeah, Sam Howell's been balling out. They've also been playing from behind a lot too.
You said Trevor Jones and Trevor Lawrence and Mac Jones?
Trevor Jones.
So 2,100 to 2,000, 67% completion to 65. What is this?
What's TDM?
9.6 to 10.10. Ew.
Who's 10.10?
Mac
Jones. And Trevor Lawrence is 9.6.
Yeah,
they're not that far apart. It's like, it looks like the same, similar stat lines.
Ugly.
Now, granted, Trevor Lawrence is going to move. He's going to run a little bit, so he gives you that aspect. I'm not saying that Trevor Lawrence is as bad as Mac Jones, but what I'm saying is Trevor Lawrence had a bad year.
Yeah, but
is he playing injured?
Games to 10. Mac Jones has 10 games, Trevor Lawrence 9 games. So when Trevor Lawrence plays 10 games, he's going to pass. He won't be near him.
You don't know that.
If he had, bro, he's averaging what? 238?
He's playing Tennessee. We'll see.
He's going to be.
He's playing 24. A tough defense.
He's going to be at 20 near 2,400. Mac
They're
Jones.
Not tough. Have,
he had 400 yards on Mac Jones.
We'll see. It don't matter.
Mike Evans just had 143 yards. I think they're going to be fine.
And if he does that, he's going to have better numbers than Brock Purdy. And a lot of people think Brock Purdy is playing good.
No, Brock Purdy is just a good system quarterback for
18-5 is pretty good. Touchdown and interception.
Oh, yeah. He takes care of the ball. That's good for him. That's all they need a quarterback to do in that system because they have an elite running back.
Brock Purdy's only 110 yards from Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, dude, quarterback play across the league has been down.
I think they're trying to force touchdowns. They're throwing the ball more. There's more interceptions this year than there had been in previous years.
Yeah, I definitely agree to that because
Josh Allen.
Besides CJ Stroud.
Josh Allen's been a turnover machine his whole career.
Can we admit that I was right about the quarterback whisper? Ken Dorsey wasn't it. That's why he got fired.
Oh, yeah, he got fired.
Because Josh Allen is a loose cannon back there. He's a Bronco. He needs to be tamed. He needs somebody to be like, hey, relax. Somebody needs to pull the restraints back on him, and they can't. There's no way you supposed to be this great guy, get all this money, and you have 11 interceptions, bro. That's crazy. Yeah.
Hey, let me hit on a couple more things. What the hell happened to the Ravens? They went up on that game. They were winning like 24-3. They had a huge lead, and they let Deshaun Watson with a broken shoulder come back and win that game.
It's because they get so conservative on offense when they're up. It's too conservative.
I don't know if it was conservative because I think they were calling the same play calls. I think the biggest difference was they get too relaxed as a team. Like when they get leads, they like chill. Like in the beginning, they're like, come on, come on, come on. Everybody's like, sense of urgency. Then when they get a lead, they're
like, yes. Sorry. Buffalo just scored.
Man, that over.
We're covering. We're covering.
Anyway. But like when they get too much of a lead and then you just see their demeanor change, you know?
Well, they need to get their shit together if they want to. They're at the top of that division, and it's not an easy division. So they're going to have to figure their shit out. Because I like Baltimore this year. Lamar's got to play better. Hey, Arizona and Atlanta played this week. Arizona won that game. It was Kyler Murray's first game back. He looked good. He was running around a little bit. They didn't have him do QB sneaks, which I thought was smart because that was – you don't do that. But yeah, he looked good and he's back.
I like Mr. Me Guy.
Right? It's weird how like some players like when they're quiet and like you haven't seen a ton of them.
You miss them
you miss them a little bit. Yeah, I miss Kyler. Watching him run around like a chicken with his head cut off.
Yeah, I was like, damn, he still got it. Like, cause for a while they tried to make it seem like his knee was so bad that he was never going to be the same. I was like, damn, you know?
Dude, all right, and then
I smashed his rushing prop, by the way, twice in that game live.
Yeah,
they had it down to 11 at one point. Kyler Murray, he's gonna get that one play.
Yeah. Okay, and then the Detroit Lions played USC. Oh, I'm sorry, the Los Angeles Chargers.
same thing.
They just played their offense. I swear they could not have a. They could play with special teams on defense, and that's essentially what they're doing. The Chargers have zero defense. They don't. They just don't. They don't believe in playing. Poor Justin Herbert. He plays so well. I think that he's. I think I read a stat that he's the amount of points that he scored on offense is equivalent to the amount of points that the Chargers have given up since his time of being quarterback for that team.
I wouldn't say poor Justin Herbert, right? Because this game he actually played well. When they played against Kansas City, he disappeared in the second half, right? And then when they played against Dallas, the same thing. He had a costly interception. He had decent numbers, but like to the most parts, he either had turnovers or he didn't come up clutch. But this game, he actually did all he could and kept driving every single time and scored a touchdown. Like when we scored 31 points. The next drive, they got the doggone return it to like the 40. Three plays later, they were scoring a touchdown. And I was like, yo, what the hell is going on? And then Justin Herbert went again. That third down play, I literally almost broke my TV because it pissed me off so bad that it was third and three or third and five. And the linebacker, who, Kenneth Murray, of course, right? He was guarding space. He's right next to Sam Laporta. And, bro, you have nobody in your zone. You see Sam Laporta, you're like, hey, what's up, bro? Yeah. Anyway, then they throw the ball directly to him, and he's like, oh, shit, you caught it. Oh, let me go tackle you now. Like, bro, why are you – you should be on him. You know it's third down or fourth down, right? You know they're going to him. You know it. There's nobody else in your zone. Who the hell are you guarding? In high school, you teach people that, hey, listen, don't guard space. You are in the NFL. How are you guarding space, bro? And then look around and put your hands up like, yo, what happened? You!
Maybe that's how he's being coached. They need to let your offensive coordinator be the head coach. Go find yourself a defensive coordinator that actually knows how to call defense.
I don't know if I'm more mad being a – I don't know, man. I just can't be a Chargers fan too much longer.
Oh, don't worry. It could be worse. You could be a Giants fan. I'd rather be
the New York Giants and just completely suck. Everybody's trash.
I don't even think that if the Giants applied today to get into the Pac-12, I don't even think we'd get in. That's how bad this team – they're so fucking bad.
That's true. You guys – Tommy DeVito is not
– our quarterback lives at home with his parents.
Granted, I did take him on over one touchdown prop. I was happy he did that.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Dallas, not only are we terrible, but Dallas came into this game and was like, they went up 28-0 in the first half. And they were like, instead they saw what happened to the Baltimore Ravens, and they were like, that ain't happening to us. Let's just continue to play. He went out there and threw for 404 yards in a game they didn't need to throw for 404 yards.
I was thoroughly shocked they didn't take him out.
I don't know why. Yeah, they were like, he's like, I'm trying to pad my stats.
Bro, it was 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and I was like, they're still in?
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb had how much yard? How many yards?
Yeah. Like 60. Yeah. Well, because Brandon Cooks had 173. So, it was
Brandon Cooks had 173?
Yeah. 173, yeah. CeeDee Lamb had 151, and Michael Gallup had 70.
Damn.
Jesus, Michael Gauss.
You know sorry, who didn't have any yards? Tony Pollard.
Yeah.
He's terrible. It's he's 15 bad, for 55. Tony Pollard. That's a sad. And you get any and Tony Pollard got zero catches out of the backfield. So he's not getting involved in the passing game. And he's playing like he's not a back like that. He's just yeah, it's sad. That's all I'm going to cover. The last thing I want to talk about is Aaron Rodgers. He put a date on it. He put a time frame. He's talking about mid-December coming back for this team. That's
why
in like 4 weeks.
For what?
Playoff run. They're pushing.
They are?
I mean, they're like one game below 500.
Where is the standings? Let's see. Let's look at the standings. They are 4-5. The Buffalo Bills is 5-5.
Mm-hmm.
And then Miami Dolphins are 6-3.
Mm-hmm.
For a while,
I mean, the Texans are 5-4, and they're in the seventh spot.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, the Jets are not making the playoffs.
This is how bad we are at the Chargers. We're 4-5. We're behind the Las Vegas Raiders.
It's pretty sad.
They just won their last two games.
I mean, you're behind the damn Denver Broncos, aren't you?
No.
And the Colts.
Just chill out.
They're 4-5.
How are we behind? We have a plus 24 point differential, and we're 4-5.
Yeah.
Hey, the Giants are still in the playoff hunt.
Oh, stop.
They're 14th. Patriots are 16th in the...
See, that's the way you do it. You want that number one pick.
Do you know...
Third pick or second pick.
The Giants' point differential is minus 148.
Yeah, half of that's awesome. The Cowboys.
Oh, my gosh. The New England Patriots is minus 97.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're pretty bad too.
Yeah, they're just as bad as the Giants, but they show up and it's not as embarrassing. The Giants just like two games. Let's not try.
They gave up 38. It was like 38-3 against the Cowboys and 34-0 to the Saints. So it's almost all of the points right there for their differential.
That shit's sad. All right.
You want me to hit it in fantasies real quick?
Yeah, hit some fantasies.
All right. If you have Dak Prescott, he is going to be your fantasy quarterback until the play and for the entirety of the season. His matchups for the playoffs are pretty solid. Start looking at that now because you're going to want to. This is probably the trade deadline for most leagues this week. Start looking at what the playoff picture is going to look like for some of these teams. Because you're going to want to start trading four teams that are going to have good playoff picks or playoff coming up. So this week, if you have Jared Goff, he's playing the Bears. Bears are usually pretty terrible. Jared Goff's going to be nice. CJ Stroud's playing Arizona. Like, these are just slam dunk plays. I like both of these players, Stroud and Kyler Murray, both in that same game playing each other. Sam Howell's going to torch the Giants. The only problem with Sam Howell is the Washington Commanders are the team to just run the ball if they need to, and sure. The Giants are not going to be able to put up points. I don't see who scores in points unless Saquon's ripping off like 50 yarders every 10 minutes. That being said, I like Saquon in this game because he's probably just going to be the only one that runs the ball. Brian Robinson on the other side. You got one more week with Darrell Henderson. Darrell Henderson, because Kyron Williams is supposed to come back or he's eligible to return in week 12, which would be next week.
Do you think that the Giants, I know we're talking fantasy, but I got a question. Do you think that the Giants give Saquon an actual contract or what?
Well, the problem is, they could franchise tag him. They can. And because he signed an actual 1 year deal.
And they probably
Daniel Jones ruined it for him.
Yeah, he did.
Wasted money.
Yeah, it was wasted money. But the Giants can be out of that next year. So we might be done with Daniel Jones, especially if we draft a guy really early.
All right.
We have two second-round picks next year, our first-round pick. So my hope is that they somehow find a way to get, because they're going to be left with a decision at the top of the draft board. If they stay put at with like the 2 overall pick and someone goes up and gets Caleb Williams with the number 1, and then the Giants are left there making that decision. Do we take one of these other options at quarterback at number 2 or 3, or do we take the surefire Marvin Harrison Jr. and then try and trade back into the first to get like one of those other quarterbacks? Because the, or do you take a, do you take your guy at number 1 and then number 2 you take your you take another receiver that's going to be high?
If you can get Marvin Harrison Jr., you go get Marvin Harrison Jr., the number 2 pick, right? I think that you, there's enough quarterbacks in this draft coming up that you can get a good guy, right? I think Jaden Daniels is not getting enough credit, right? I know that's Brian's guy. He's going to slip a little bit. You have a lot of other players coming out of the Pac-12 with not only Caleb Williams, but you have, you know, Bo Nix, you have Michael Penix, right? You have those guys. I don't know if Shadur comes out or not, but, you know, you have Shadur there. You got Drake May still that's inside of, or from UNC. It's a lot of guys, right? So
I think it is Caleb Williams or Marvin Harrison Jr. Like, if Caleb Williams is – if we have the chance to have the number 1 overall pick and we can draft Caleb Williams, then we draft Caleb Williams, and then – and then just make it and make it work. Other than that, like, I don't think we should re, because I feel like all these other guys are like in like a group of like whatever fits your guys' systems, like whatever Dayball's, whatever guy Dayball's gonna like.
If you get, I would say if you get Bo Nix, Michael Penix, maybe Shador, but for sure Jaden Daniels, it don't matter who you put the team around him. You good.
Yeah.
Because those guys are old enough and they haven't seen enough ball that they're going to make things happen. But anyway, back to fantasy. My bad. I didn't mean to take you off.
Just close your eyes and throw a dart at the dartboard. And if you hit a Houston Texans receiver, start them. Noah Brown, Nico Collins, Tank Dell. All of them. Every single one of them. Terry McLaurin. So Sam Howell has been so good throwing the ball. But for some reason, like, I think last week, Jahan Dotson had like 0 points in fantasy. Mm-hmm. And Terry McLaurin's doing okay, but he should be able to put together a nice game against the Giants. We're not great against receivers. Keep an eye out for Jordan Addison, because he's a sneaky, nice play. However, I think the window is open for Justin Jefferson, and they might be able to get him back this week. So keep an eye on if he's going to be active. Can Dobbs like support 2 number 1 receivers like that? I'm not sure. I don't think he throws the ball as much. And then Rashee Rice. The only reason why I'm big on Rashee Rice, especially this week, is because the Chiefs are coming off a bye week. Andy Reid is real hard to beat off of a bye week. And he's playing a hard team. So he's playing against the Philadelphia Eagles. But their secondary has been suspect throughout the season.
It's supposed to be rainy, though. It's supposed to be rainy and it's supposed to be cold.
Is it supposed to be rainy?
Yeah.
Rashee plays close to the line of scrimmage. So that helps. But I like watching players on teams outside the bye, because someone like Andy Reid could be like, all right, Rashee's been playing well. Let's try and get him more involved the second half of this year after the bye week. He could scheme some stuff up. He's a candidate player that I like coming out of the bye. Jaxon Smith-Njigba's been playing well. However, Tyler Lockett had a game last week, and there was a down game by DK Metcalf that I talked about. So I don't know if there's going to be enough ball to go around. And then Kenny traded Dalton Kincaid, but he's been balling out ever since Dawson Knox has been out there. He is the second best pass catcher on the Bills team right now.
The Trey McBride is the guy.
And Trey McBride is the guy. Zach Ertz is potentially coming back this week. But I don't suspect he'd take a ton of his catches. But the only problem is that he might come off the field a little bit more often than not. But Kyler targeted Trey McBride last week for 11 times. He's going to get the rock. So Trey McBride's the guy. Keep firing him up. Dalton Schultz, another guy. Fire him up. These guys have been playing well. Jake Ferguson, even Cole Kmet. Now, that one I'd kind of stay away from. Cole Kmet's been playing well, but what's-his-nuts is coming back from a thumb injury. Justin Fields. And I don't know if you want to flirt with that. But that's all I got, man.
All right. Well, we appreciate that for Ryan's fantasies. Let's get straight to BK Bets. I got a little quick one for you guys. We're going to get straight to it. I think, you know, Michigan is playing at Maryland. They're minus 19. Maryland is playing like trash right now. So you can either take the over, push it down to 47.5, or do what I'm doing. I'll take Michigan. I'll probably put them at minus 16.5. I think they beat them clearly, but we're trying to get wins here. So minus 16.5. I like Louisville actually playing against Miami. Miami looked good last week, but I thought that was just because of the rival game. So I like Louisville playing against Miami in Miami. I like the Penn State coming back, firing their offensive coordinator. I think they'll figure out a way to get the 21 points. And if you don't like that, I think the over is a sure hit as well versus Rutgers 42. I think it's easy to do. Scrolling down, let me see what else. Purdue, I do like Purdue Northwestern game. I think that game is going to be an over hit there. I think you can push that down to 43.5. I think that's going to be hit. Purdue's been putting up a lot of points. I like how their coach is really just slinging it around all around, letting the guys throw it around. So I like that. I think that's the perfect spot for Card. I didn't even know Card from Texas last year. He transferred there, but I think that's the perfect spot for him. So I like that game there. For some reason, I don't know why. Maybe I'm just a Memphis fan, but I like Memphis 8.5 at home versus SMU. I know SMU been putting up a lot of points, but I like them 8.5 at home, and I like the over on that game as well. And then I think a lot of people are not giving Utah credit. I think Utah upsets Arizona at Arizona. I know the over on that is 44.5, but I like Utah to come up and respond well to there. And then the Georgia versus Tennessee game, I think Georgia at minus 10 is not enough points. I think, you know, you can take Georgia for a sure win there. I think that pretty much wraps it up for me. I think the USC-UCLA game is a game I will stay away from. I think that rival game will be a little tricky there, so I wouldn't touch that. Everything else is kind of like you can try your hand. If you're looking for an overhit, maybe you see Texas Tech, but for the most part, I think everything else, you just stay away. So that's what I got.
Bye-bye.
All right. I got a couple college here. We got I got Louisville money line. I think they're gonna beat Miami. It's like a pick 'em right now. I got the Ohio State game. I got that as an over 50. I think five of the last 6 years, Ohio State has scored more than 40 points in the game before they play Michigan. So you only need about 10 from Minnesota to cover that. I think that's gonna be a no brainer. I like the over in the Washington-Oregon State game, 63.5. I know it's a big number, but both those teams are going to score. It's going to be in the 30s for sure. And I like Missouri. I'm going to buy it down to minus 9.5. I think they're a 10-point favorite. Easy at home against Florida. And then, that's all I got for college. You got any NFL?
Yeah, NFL, I'm going to go – don't take this pick because it's a homer pick, but I like the Chargers money line versus the Packers. Man, eventually we gotta get on track, right? So I like the money line versus the Packers. I think that the Lions playing against the Bears is for sure 6.5. I would take that easy hit. I think that the Dolphins Raiders game is going to be an easy over. It's at 46.5. I'll buy it down a little bit there. I like that game. Same thing with the Cowboys Panthers game. The over, I'm taking the over on that game. And then the last game I would say for sure, in my opinion, is going to be I like the Rams. I think with Matthew Stafford coming back, the Seahawks has kind of been wishy-washy, but I like the Rams playing against the Seahawks at home, coming off a bye. I think that's for sure a lot.
Yeah, I got one more college. I forgot. I like LSU. They're at home against Georgia State or Georgia Southern, whatever. One of those two teams. It's minus 32. They're going to beat the brakes off them because they need to score a lot of points because Jaden Daniels is possibly in the Heisman running, so they want to boost his numbers up. So anyways, then I also got for NFL, I like Dallas. I'm going to buy it down to minus 9.5 to beat the Panthers. And then I like Miami to cover against the Raiders. I know it's 14, but I'm taking it. Miami's at home. Tough place to play. And then I do like the Lions, but I'm going to buy that down to minus 6.5 to cover. And the Giants-Commanders game, I like the over in that game. I might buy it down to 34.5. It's at 37 right now. But, yeah, it's a division game. I feel like they're both going to score on each other a little bit. That's pretty much it. What, Ryan? You don't think the Giants are going to score any points?
No, the New York Saquon Barkley's.
Yeah.
Well, that's it, man. I don't know why I just had a tongue twister there. That's it, guys. We definitely appreciate you guys tapping in, watching. If not already tracking, follow us on DraftKings. We're on ESPN Bet now. So you can get us on there too and catch some of our picks there. I know
Ryan's have a problem.
Degenerates, I know. Also, make sure you pay attention to Ryan's fantasies for your fantasy lineups and leagues. If you're not already, I don't know, Ryan might share the link for some people to join into our weekly DFS. I won last week, so shout out to me. And then, like always, like, subscribe, share with your friends, families. We appreciate you guys tapping in, and we'll catch you guys next week. Peace.
Peace.
Later.